Meanwhile, back at St. Augustine Abbey, winter has set in. At the end of a long day, the abbess leads Kynwen to her cell and locks her in. Kynwen wearily disrobes and lays on her pallet. A small air grate between the adjacent cell lets in a familiar sound. Kynwen climbs up on her pallet, puts her face near the vent.
Elfkeeper, do not despair. I am sending you strength. We know how it feels to lose everything.
Trotning, what have you lost?
My father, my husband, my home, and my baby.
Oh, lady, my heart breaks for you. But for me, it's not so important, this suffering. It is fate. There is nothing I can do.
My suffering is in the past, but yours is right now. Bishop Odo is a pig and a monster. King William will stop him when he returns.
No matter. Soon I will be so large with his child that he won't want me anymore. And another little, almost royal bastard will be let loose in the world.
He does this to punish me, Elfgiver, because the Queen protects me. She may draw the sting of his poison, but he still has to hurt someone. I'm just so sorry it's you.
The Queen. She is the only one who is not afraid of Bishop Odo Drottning.
There is nothing left for her to fear, Elfgiver. Against all wisdom. Against all odds. Fate has favored her.
Months pass, and cold winter yields to gentle spring at the Abbey. Tyrold, dwarf, jongleur, and talent extraordinaire has arrived. He is accompanied by rowdy men-at-arms who whistle to Saxon women, now crowding around the windows.
Trotling! We are back! Ladies, fear not! Entertainment is here!
Now, what is all this? All of you, out! Down to the courtyard with you. Ladies, you may visit for a short while, but you know the rules. Be gone.
Off to the side, Captain Vital lingers by the sewing table of Elfgiver.
Mr. Elfgiver, I'm that happy to see you again.
And are you, Captain?
Show me what you saw, lady.
I'm laying down the outlines for the ships that carried King William and all of you to England.
Ah, yes, I see. And aside from the sewing, how do you fare?
I pray for strength, Captain, day and night.
Because?
You know the reason, Captain. My shame is evident for all to see.
No shame, no shame, mistress. You are...
It matters not. I am forever debased.
Ah, mistress, I didn't fathom the depths of your hurt before. But now, the knowing of it grips me hard. Very, very hard.
I have accepted it. It is my burden to bear alone.
But you are not alone, ma chérie. I am with you. My strong arm will protect and shield you wherever you are, always. Remember that when you...
When I am afraid, I will.
Come with me. This way, child. I didn't expect to see you so soon. Where have you been and why are you here?
A fine greeting, Throgning. You missed me not at all, then.
Oh, I have missed you fiercely, you fiend. 3 months is much too long. But first, tell all. Was Count Eustace's court so dull?
Hush, Winnie. No one knows of my visit there. Queen Edith, she bade me keep it quiet.
But that's absurd. How could you have a secret mission? You are so memorable.
For valour, eloquence, musical brilliance.
Oh yes, dexterity. And great stature too. No. The Queen has confided in me that she needed information about the rift between Odo and Eustace. And that you...
Oh, we all seek for peace after the brawl in Dover. What a fucking mess!
And what of Wodad and Rollo? Will they come soon?
The two biggest oafs in William's army, always popular with the ladies. They follow, and they should be here within the week.
And what of my cousin? We're starved for news here.
William's army moves on them even now. But you must brace yourself, Winnie. William's mood is fickle, one day magnanimous, the next tyrannical. If Morcar is captured, then it's...
My prayers are with him daily. But there's something else you can help me with. Old, the illuminated manuscript. If Father and Nico will let you touch it. Here. This is the one I were thinking of. I tried to duplicate the lines and the colours.
But these are brilliant, my queen. As good as any I've seen in Normandy. There is only one addition I would make. Look at this scroll. Straight from Byzantium.
Churro, this is beautiful. Wherever did you find it?
Rollo, that big idiot, managed to do something useful. He traded for it, then brought it to me. For you. See the blue colour? The Turkish people believe that blue shows royal status. Blessings from the gods.
Yes, I see. All right. I can add the colour to the tonsure, just for you. Maybe on some of the ships, or the horses. But what are my figures? They are too stiff. I have been trying and trying to make the images more dynamic, to not be stiff. It's what Father Nico wants, but I just can't master it.
When I visited the Greek temples in Sicily, the friezes there had images that flowed like water across the stone.
Yes, that's exactly the effect I want. But we're a long way from Sicily.
The next day, Kynwyn, Tyrold, Queen Edith, several of her ladies, Bardo, a Norman knight and several other knights ride outside Canterbury to the remains of a large Roman villa.
Geralt, where are these Roman ruins you seek?
Just up here, Majesty.
Half-ruined walls gape like broken teeth out of the dirt and vines that have swallowed the villa. Abandoned statuary, cracked and broken, rests in crumbling niches.
Your Majesty, my lady, here. The courtyard was here. Look at this wall. Here. Yes, this is it. Is this more like what you want, Rotning?
Yes, this is exactly what I were seeking.
There are paintings on the wall here, too. That I must show you. The most beauteous nymphs you ever did see. You see, Majesty? The figures move. They are alive. This is what we must have for your tonsure.
I have never seen the like of these images. The women are immodest in their nakedness, but beautiful nonetheless. Come, ladies, let's look for more murals while the light is good, shall we?
On the other side of the ruins, Kynwyn digs behind a villa wall. Suddenly, a shadow falls over her.
Oh.
I looked for you at the Abbey Dam, and was compelled to find you here.
Your Grace, you startled me.
And you startled me with your absence. Who gave you permission to leave the Abbey? I could have you beaten for your defiance.
No defiance, Your Grace. Simply...
You oppose me at every turn. You laugh and make merry at my expense, when you should be grovelling at my feet.
Just then, the shadow of a large bird passes over them. Around the corner of the ruined wall walks Queen Edith, a bird just settling on her wrist. Her keen eyes size up the situation as she walks slowly toward Odo.
Your Grace, well met. I did not know you were in Canterbury.
This dam has escaped the Abbey, Majesty. I was merely bringing her back to the Lady Abbess.
Your intentions are always so pure, Earl Odo, of that I am sure. But your worries are unfounded. Lady Kynwyn seeks out new and clever images for our tonsure, featuring your brave deeds, of course, with inspiration from Geralt and his fellow knights. Geralt is, of course, Guillaume's favourite jongleur and our most famous composer of the Song of Roland. Will you sing it for us, Geralt?
Gladly, lady. Oh, Roland, oh, Roland, you call this plan ill-made, but nonetheless does Charlemagne agree to send them aid. Then Ganelon requests for you the post most perilous, and willingly do you accept as honour deems you must. Oh, Roland, the rear guard you command, with Oliver, your loyal friend, to stand at your right hand. But at the Vale of Roncevaux, your doom is now anigh. The Saracens do hold the pass, and will not let you by. Oh, Roland, you know now you're betrayed. But in your heart is courage, and your voice is not dismayed. So face ye now grim battle, take your shields and raise them high. With honour we have lived our lives, with honour we shall die. So face ye now grim battle, take your shields and raise them high. With honour we have lived our lives. With honour we shall die.
Carry on, Lady Kynwyn.